Our off-season evaluation process is continuing, but with that, we've come to finalize our staff structure, and with that, I'm here to share the changes and adjustments to our coaching staff. Offensively, Tom Clemens has been promoted to associate head coach offense. Edgar Bennett has been promoted to offensive coordinator. Alex Van Pelt has been promoted to quarterbacks and wide receivers. So with that, we've been able to add Mike Solari, a veteran coach that I've known for a long time. It's a real treat to have Mike here, and he will be our assistant offensive line coach. Special teams coordinator will be Ron Zook. He's moved up, promoted from his position last year as the assistant. And Jason Simmons will be the assistant special teams coach, and excited about what he brings to the table. We have a new coach from college, University of Oklahoma, Jerry Montgomery. He will be the defensive front assistant and primarily be working directly hand-in-hand with Dom Capers. This is a process that we go through each and every year. I know I talk about continuous change, adjust, or emphasize. I think you know me well enough, big changes are really not something that I do, in haste. This is something I feel is my responsibility to look at each and every year, and what I'm referring to is look at my job responsibility and every responsibility in our program. So these changes I'm excited about. I've enjoyed my time just the last 2 days being in the defensive staff meetings and evaluation process. I will split my time equally on offense, defense, and special teams. Obviously, with my past responsibility, I did not do that. So it's a change for myself. It's a change, an opportunity for a number of guys on our staff, and I'm excited about the improvement that we will make from these changes. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, you relinquishing your play
calling? Yes. Tom Clemens will be the play caller. And really, the biggest change for me personally is because, I think it's like anything. I put a couple different options together. I felt that the play calling and was something that I could still be able to do, but the commitment you have to make Monday through Saturday, I didn't think it fit. I didn't think it would work as good as I know it'll work now with Tom is basically taking the responsibilities on offense that I've had in the past. Edgar is basically has responsibilities that Tom Clemens and Joe Philbin have had in the past, and Alex has a unique opportunity of working with the quarterbacks and receivers, which we do a lot together. I don't think the change is going to be huge for our players on offense. What we do on offense, we do as good or better than anybody in this business, so we're in tune with that. But we think these adjustments will definitely help us to continue to grow and stay above the standard of offense that we have set here in Green Bay.
Mike, why do you think it's important to spend, you mentioned you want to spend time with offense, defense, and special teams. Why do you think that's important?
Well, I think I have a lot more to offer. I've enjoyed, just the last 2 days going through the cutups with the offense, the defensive assistants, the staff, giving an offense perspective the whole time. I mean, there's a vision each and every year that you give to your defense, your special teams, and offense, and now to be a lot more directly involved, the implementation of the defensive schemes, the evaluation of those schemes, and then obviously the in-season coaching. So I'm looking forward to that, and I will spend a lot of time with the special teams. So, special teams needs to improve. It's an area definitely of concern in the past. We have to continue to develop our young players, get them ready to play and contribute as quickly as possible, and we need to get more out of our veterans. To me, that's the whole in our special teams, we the standard of play from the consistency and the standard of play in our veteran players is not where it needs to be, and that'll be a direct focus of mine.
Mike, did you ever envision having that the day would come where you wouldn't call plays, or was that hard to do?
Yeah, it was hard to do. Jason had to drag me in here today. I didn't want to come down here and admit to this. I'm going to miss it. I know that, but the way we're structured, the way our quarterbacks, where they're at in their, I don't want to say development. Aaron Rodgers is unique. The way we call the game, it's a lot different than the way it was called three years ago. So I feel very good about where Aaron is and the command, and not only Aaron, our veteran offensive linemen, our veteran receivers. We're able to do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage take advantage of a lot of things, make adjustments on the sidelines. So I feel very good about the mechanics and the opportunity to get better. So I think it'll make us all better. Next week, we haven't gotten into the game day responsibilities. We haven't haven't tightened that down yet. But as we get through the spring and summer, there'll probably be another adjustment or change that occurs that will affect the way where my focus needs to be on game day.
What convinced you to do this? And what role did the Seattle game play in this decision?
Well, I mean, the reason to do this is about winning championships. I mean, that part never changes. This process that I go through is the same each and every year. This is not the first time I thought about this. I think this is the time to do it. I think our staff's ready. I think it's an opportunity for a number of guys to grow, and it's an opportunity for them to make an impact. So I feel we'll be better, offensively from that. So I know I have a lot more to offer to our football team, and they're going to get that. So, but this is a decision that's made over the long haul. One game doesn't make decisions on how you run your program. Never has been, and never will be here.
Mike, if it's hard to come down here and admit this now, how hard do you think it's going to be in September to not be looking at?
As a bad attempt to some poor humor. Okay, so I'm excited about my new job responsibility and the things that I'm involved in. I know Tom's excited about, his new responsibility, and we're kind of grinding through the job responsibilities, and it's probably almost premature to have this meeting today, but I felt like it was time to have it and get it out there, and we'll continue to get through the specifics of it.
Thank you.
Yes, I can still call a play if I need to. Yes.
Mike, how confident are you with Tom, and how do you know when a guy is ready to become a play caller?
Well, I think you have to take a close look at Tom Clemens and what he's done in his career. Tom's called plays as a player in Canadian football for a long time. Tom's called plays in the National Football League. So, the relationship between the play caller and Aaron Rodgers is of critical importance. That's a big part of the decision. Aaron has an excellent working relationship with Tom and Alex Van Pelt, and he'll really all of our offensive assistants, and Edgar and I'll be part of that, from his offensive coordinator position. So the fit with Aaron was of the highest priority, and that's why I thought this was the right decision.
Kind of unique, Mike, to have Alex working with both QBs and receivers. How's that gonna work?
Oh, it's really gonna be seamless. We'll be a little more creative in how we practice. We actually spent a ton of time together with the quarterbacks and receivers. So, like I said, our players won't see a huge change in how their daily operation, because the way we game plan, the way we meet, and the big changes that we made last year to our schedule and the state program, we felt that we hit a home run there. So, we're not going to change a whole lot of that, and these changes on our staff won't be big changes for our players.
Is it big to have the people who are promoted are still around? So, say, if Edgar needed help, Tom's around. If, Alex needed help, Edgar's still around doing that. The jobs that they're promoted to, they still have guys they can go to. Was that?
Oh, absolutely. It's all part of the continuity and the ability to be an expert in your area. And then now you're given the new responsibility. And the gentleman that's been the expert there in the past, his office is right next to you. So, yeah, it's a great advantage to have. Once again, I feel very strongly we will improve because of these changes and adjustments.
Mike, going through this process every year, have you ever thought about these changes in past years? Have you been close to making these changes in past years, or has this kind of been the first time that you've really thought about going forward with
this? Well, as I stated earlier, I think about making changes every year. I start with myself and I go through it. So, where I was prior years is really irrelevant, but this is something I always felt very strongly about. Frankly, when I went to Ted Thompson and told him the change I was going to make, and even in a conversation with Mark Murphy, their first comment was, "Whoa, you're really going to give up the play calling." So, this is something I've given a lot of thought, and it's something that's it's a big decision that's taken years to make.
Mike, what went into your decision with letting go of Sean, and what do you think of Ronzo taking over that role now?
Well, we made the change on special teams, with Sean. Sean was a big contributor to us and our success. It was a difficult decision, clearly, on a professional and even more so on a personal level. But once again, this is about the evaluation process. It's my responsibility to make, you know, informed, educated, you know, unemotional decisions to make sure our team is moving forward. You know, change is constant in this league, and you have to be able to make change and adjust because, you know, nothing stays the same. So we're about improvement. We're about growth. And, you know, Ron Zook is someone that I have history with. He had a chance to, you know, be back a part of our program this past year. Jason Simmons was an excellent contributor. And you know, and with that, I'm going to be the third guy in the room now. So, you know, that culture is going to change in there. I can promise you that.
Montgomery's position, kind of new, Mike. You see that in what you're doing?
Right? Yeah, Jerry Montgomery, really, frankly, you know, part of the special team decision really was part of the creation of having another assistant coach with Ron Zook being the coordinator, Jason Simmons being assistant, and myself will be the third guy in the room. It was an opportunity to add another defensive assistant, and you know, going through the evaluation process and interviews with the defensive staff, and you know, the areas where we felt like we can use another guy and improve as far as responsibilities. And Dom would really like to have someone, you know, work just side by side with him, kind of a right hand man, in a sense. You know, we had a number of candidates come through. Obviously, waited till after the college recruiting season was over. You know, actually called Bob Stoops Thursday, and Bob was very gracious. And what a great program they have at Oklahoma. And Jerry, you know, he brings a lot of energy and did a great job in the interview process. Someone that we've kind of been looking at for a couple of years. And, you know, these are things that you don't just, you know, make decisions on in a week. These are types of decisions and things you're looking at, you know, over the long term. So Jerry will be a great fit for us. And, you know, especially coming from such a great program there at Oklahoma.
Mike, specifically with Silk, is it a new energy? Is it new ideas? What do you see out there? What have you known out there?
Well, I mean, you know, Ron and I and Jason, we'll sit down. We'll start the first page of the, you know, the playbook, the huddle, you know, and just from page one to go all the way through it. It's the same process that, you know, I went through with Sean. So, you know, but the culture, the energy, the mechanics of how you train your football team, there'll be some changes. There always is. Anytime you change in a position coach or coordinator, that's obvious. It's important to, you know, to be creative. I feel like we're very creative in our program here, and we always continue to try to improve, whether it's, you know, how do you get the coaching staff better? How do you improve with the player acquisition? How do you improve your support staff or continue to improve our facilities again? I mean, we have a big construction project going on right now. So it's all about growth. It's all about culture. It's all about energy. So and we'll have energy in a different culture and special teams.
Two more, please.
Mike, the word relinquish will probably be in the headline on today's press conference, give up the play call. Are you personally energized, though, by what it sounds like you're seeing as your new role, your new impact in other areas?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just to be in the defensive cut-ups for the whole day yesterday was, you know, usually in and out, especially at this time of year, because you get all your other responsibilities pulling at you, you know, as far as contracts and things like that. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. So I don't know how excited they are about it. The meetings are a lot longer, you know, because there's a lot more talking going on. But it's been great. You know, it's going to make us better. And I'm very confident in that. And that's why I did it. I mean, hey, it's fun to call plays on Sunday. Don't get me wrong. It's probably of my job responsibility. It's something I enjoy more than anything, you know, as far as coming. You know, as far as the game, there's nothing like Sundays. I mean, you can't get what an NFL player, an NFL coach gets on, you know, on Sunday in another industry. I mean, in my opinion, but it's to go out there and compete against the coordinator or whoever who's across the field is something that I've taken a lot of pride in, had success in, really enjoy it. But this change and the confidence I have in Tom and Aaron, I feel great about it, and we'll be better for it.
There was a report recently where you were upset or surprised that assistants had been considered for higher NFL jobs. Is any of these promotions a way to kind of get them more on the radar for bigger jobs down the road?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so. I think anytime you give someone the opportunity to move, you know, more responsibility, it feels very good personally, and it's also the best thing for our program. Yeah, I hope people take notice because we won a lot of games around here. This is a successful program for 9 years. And a big part of it is the development of young players. And our assistant coaches get that done year in and year out.
Mike, what factor was game day management in this? You see more and more coaches have given up play calling, and there's so many, you know, instant replay thing you have mm-hmm. to talk about swimming game management. What aspect of that?
Well, game management, they're really the long term was part of it, but not in the short term. Because, I mean, our game plan management, I think, is outstanding. I mean, Mike Ayers, our director of research development, and just the way we're structured and the mechanics of it, the preparation process that we go through early in the week and again on Fridays with the game management meeting, the game management, evaluation and report on Mondays. So it's very thorough, So it's, that part of it, like I said, I thought there was a point where I didn't think I needed to give it up. But the reality of it is to really jump in with the defense and the reality of jumping in with the special teams and still be involved in the offensive game planning, I just didn't think it was practical. So, but game management was not. I have great confidence in Mike Ayers and the way we're structured and how we handle things on the boundary.
Chris, last one. Mike, is there anything, not suggesting the outcome would have been different, but is there anything that you would have been aware of or would have been different in Seattle had these duties been in place then?
I mean, no. I don't have any. We talk game management or?
Right, game day stuff that may have occurred during the game.
No, I mean, you have. I mean, I know I answered a question here, a medical question about Clay Matthews. The answer I got, I don't think the reaction to it was in line with that. I mean, it's, you're aware of players being looked at or things like that, but the extent of the injury, unless it affects, the play time or the opportunity for the player to play, you're not told, it's not like, hey, this is exactly what's wrong with him. It's, hey, we're looking at Clay's knee or we're looking at his thigh and things like that. So, the fact that what happened to him earlier, he was still in the game. So it didn't affect anything, but the fact that obviously what they were looking at in overtime affected him being in the game. So, yeah, I think Pepper Burris and Pat McKenzie they do a great job of communication, and Pepper just comes up and flashes that yellow card in front of you, and it's our process and procedure of information medically. I'm very confident and frankly won't change a whole lot.
Thank you.